The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to entertainment and dining in the greater Chicagoland area, is brought to you in part by State Farm Insurance, Dan De La Cruz, with two offices to serve you, 847-324-9595 and 630-915-5134. Howard From Jewelry. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. Call 312-332-5999. And RB Pest Solutions. Get rid of unwanted pests for good. Call 312-217-9605. And happy rainy Sunday today. It's not quite what we were hoping for, but it's part of what comes with nature, Mother Nature.
It's August, so.
It's Al Breslov, along with Frank Medja. We're here around the town, Chicago. Our phone number here, 773-763-9278. www.cpt820.com, and you can get to us on your computer rather than have, if you don't have a radio, that then hopefully you're listening already on your computer. So it's been kind of a quiet week for theater, although Frank got some great things that he went to see. But we started the week, last week, we started on Monday going to the Ice Cream Museum. All right, let's talk about the Ice Cream Museum. How many pounds did we get? I don't know.
You tasted all the ice cream.
Well, if you're going to do something, do it right. I don't believe in just looking at it. You gotta eat it. It was kind of fun, except I got to tell you, it felt like it was disorganized or they were understaffed. And then they had the game room. They had this great game room with a basketball net on the ground and water squirting thing that didn't work. So I think they need to. It may have been that last week they had what was the big thing in town? Ballyhoo or
Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. So all the Lollapaloozers may have ballyhooed themselves in there, played the games, and broke them because they were probably in the bar afterwards having a drink, which I found very surprising. After you go through this thing, which happens to be in the old Tribune, you know, WGN studios, but if you go through this whole thing and they serve you five different kinds of ice cream during the course of this, and then they have a place where you can sit down and buy ice cream, which didn't make much sense. If you've had five helpings of ice cream, from a Dove bar to actually having a hot dog.
I didn't have it. How was the hot dog?
Actually, it was very surprising. The hot dog tasted like a hot dog, the ice cream. And the bun was, I only ate a little bit of the bun, but the pickle was a real pickle. And the mustard was not real mustard. It had a mustard flavor to it, but they said it wasn't real. And the ketchup, well, we're Chicago. We don't put ketchup unless you're under eight. So it's kind of an unusual thing. But and they didn't give me any tickets to give away, Frank. I asked them. I said, can we give it away? They said no. But I do have something that I want to give. I'll give a prize. If somebody can read the review, all my reviews are at aroundthetownchicago.com. I think I did this one as an article or a story. I don't think I did it as a restaurant, and it's certainly not theater. But what I something happened in a game room after the game room. There's a final thing where they have a swimming pool, and I actually jumped into the swimming pool on a dare from Jane. Jane said to me, jump in the pool. I dare you to jump in. And like a crazy man, I did. I jumped in. And I had to be very careful because little kids were jumping in. And I almost landed on top of a five-year-old. I got nervous. I looked down and I said, wait, there's a foot. I pulled it and he got up and he got out. We moved. But they have slides and all kinds of stuff. So I mentioned in there, let's see, what did I mention? I said it's something you jump into, and it was something like a kind of a candy that you might have. And I'll just give you the hint. Charlie says, love my, and that's a clue. So the number here is 773-763-9278. And I will send you to one of the restaurants that we deal with. I've got couple of good ones, and one of them is celebrating their 37th anniversary. And that's our good friend, Dave Samber, over at, I won't say the name of it, because now we might just give something away. Oh, we might have another little contest for that. Okay. I also want to wish our Jake, who's one of our sponsors, our State Farm, Dan De La Cruz, is today's his birthday. And let's see, what else? Who else is having? Oh, there's an anniversary coming up a week from this Monday to Casadas. We're going to a celebration there.
Next week, yeah.
A week from tomorrow. So lots of things are happening theater-wise. I went to one show this week. This is like a rough week for me because I had that. Then I did go this week. I went to Second City, and at Second City, I saw a show that was, you know, the 46th, 47th, something. It's like they've been doing a lot of reviews for a long time. So I saw that show, and Frank went to.
I went to two shows, which was unusual for me. And then another one today. So I went to see Nuns for Fun, Are You Smarter Than an Eighth Grade Nun? And then I saw Kitties in Space, The Saga.
Yeah, that I don't remember that one being a big one. But
So Friday was their press opening, but I ended up going Saturday. But it's you know, the Overworld Theater Company on Clark Street. It's changed names through the years, but they deal now with nothing but sci-fi. Inside, they have two theaters, and it's really nice looking inside. Very eclectic type. Looks like it was designed out in San Francisco with all these weird things hanging. But it's a small theater. It only holds 25 people, and that's max. But this is a place that takes place in the future. Humans are extinct, and the animals now control everything.
Uh-huh.
So man, before he died, gave the ability to animals to think and to do things. So now cats run everything. Cats, of course, dislike dogs.
Really?
Yeah. The cats are catnip is outlawed, so they're allowed to vape. So they vape everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Everybody's high in this play.
Oh, really? Okay, sounds interesting. We're going to post this review later because Frank just got it typed up.
That's actually pretty good for just seeing it yesterday to get it back to you today.
Yeah, so I'll have it posted later on tonight.
But it's a fun show. I recommend it. You know what? It's one of those easy little things. I gave it a good 3 out of 5.
Is it a long play, a short play?
It's 2 hours with a 15-minute intermission. They have great drinks at the bar.
Ah, okay. So even if you don't like the show, you can get drunk.
You can get drunk. And you can drink during the show and stuff. Plenty of parking right there on Clark Street.
What 100 on Clark Street?
Right there by Irving Park. It says on the signs, if there's no game, you can bark.
Right.
So I checked it to Google it.
Yeah, you got
to
check that because you can tell when there's a game because everybody walking around wearing Cubs shirts and Cubs hats. All right, so the show that I saw in Second City was called Great Altercations.
Okay.
And it's, you know, the titles don't necessarily mean anything. There were some very, very cute skits. One of the things that was really cool about this show is that they had people, this was in the ETC theater, they have four or five right now, and usually when somebody does main stage, they don't go in the other ones, they only do main stage. So this one has players that have been on main stage, that have been in ETC, that have been at all the different stages. So that was kind of nice to see some of them come back that we've seen before. Some of the stuff was very cute, and the way they play off the audience is what makes Second City great. And during the first days of COVID, when the audience couldn't be as close, they couldn't do the same things. Yeah. Now they're kind of back, thank God, and there was a family sitting there that I got to tell you, the five people in that family, this was a memory they're going to have for the rest of their lives. They were part of the show. There was another group that was part of the show. So that's the beauty of going to a Second City show. They are weekends, and they'll make your life so much more fun. And if you've been in a lot and haven't gone places, you do want to go. I am working with them, and hopefully, cross your fingers, next week at this time, we will have a couple tickets to give away.
Very good.
So you can take, you know, read about it, because you know that when I ask a question, it's going to be at AroundTheTownChicago.com. Meantime, for Meal Village is one of our sponsors, and they want to get you started and let you try their food. So If you go to www.mealvillage.com, put in your zip code. If they deliver to you, just call 773-763-9278, and Devin will answer the phone, and you say, Devin, I'm hungry. He'll take your information. We will get you a gift certificate so you can try their food. I got to tell you, they have some wonderful things. Their meatloaf is one of my favorites. I love their meatloaf. Okay. Talking about things that are coming up and things that are going on, now that the summer, we're in August, Bristol Renaissance Fair has a few more weeks left.
That's true.
Remember, they're only on weekends, so today is probably a rain out for them. But they're open rain or shine.
You know what? People are going to be there even with the light rain that we're having today.
Yeah, so if you want to get information, it's renfair.com. Their phone number is 847-395-7713. It's right over the border as you hit into Kenosha, and it's really a fun experience. We spent the better part of a couple hours on a great day, and on a weather-wise, you want to go do it, you want to have some fun. Okay, so that's coming up. All right, so you also went to see Are You Smarter Than an Eighth-Grade Nun? Okay, which has just been extended.
It got extended again now to the end of August.
All right. That's good.
It used to be at the Royal George.
There is no Royal George.
But now they moved from the Royal George to the Greenhouse, which is, they did such a replica of a grammar school Catholic classroom, even down to the linoleum floor. It was phenomenal the way they did it.
So did you feel like you were back in school?
It was so much like you were back. They had little things that you remember from the 60s, and all the grand prizes are gifts from the 60s. Like someone won turtle wax, the actual green thing with turtle wax.
Turtle wax is the hard shell fin. Yeah, turtle wax.
And then the grand prize were, do you remember snowballs?
Yeah, Hostess.
Yes.
Did they have a pink and a white?
The grand prize was the pink one.
Ooh.
And then they had the wafers. Remember the ones that were different color wafers in a paper wrapper?
Called Necco wafers?
Yes. You got to remember the name.
Well, not only do I remember, but tonight, when we go to the theater tonight, when Paul Lisnick says hello, he will hand to Jane a package of Necco wafers. He does it all the time.
So he must
be going there and winning. He must be the guy who wins.
And so then they had little gifts that they threw out to the audience that got the questions right. Like, I did win. They thought I was going to be one of the smart ones. I had to list the last five popes.
Wow. You say Peter, Paul, and Mary.
But the winning question was that I had for the audience was, so it's called O'Hare Airport. So it was a two-parter. Who was O'Hare? And what was it called before O'Hare Airport? No one knew it except for me. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, well, I believe it was called Chicago Airport.
No. What are the initials for O'Hare?
I think I can do this.
You can do this?
Orchard Field.
Orchard Field, and very good.
Was it Buck O'Hare?
It was Butch O'Hare.
Butch O'Hare was a World War One pilot. There you go.
Wait, isn't it O-R-D?
It's O-R-D.
O-R-D, yeah, for
O-R-D,
Orchard.
O-R-D, which stands for Orchard. Midway is MDW. 100 years ago, when they started all these young airports, they went by the city or location. So Midway was Midtown in Chicago, so that's why I got that name. O'Hare was originally Orchard Field, O-R-D. You know, LaGuardia is LGA because of its location.
The mayor
of
LaGuardia.
And then, so they did all things like that. So I was the only one that knew that. So I got a pair of sandals. They were about an inch and a half long that says, follow Jesus. And then everybody gets a get out of hell card, and she gave me one to give to you.
Okay, great.
But you know what? It's designed for families. So there's a lot of family participation. Kids are really put into a lot of different things, and then they have their millionaire questions and all that. It's actually a fun 2 hours, 15-minute intermission with a bar because the nuns drink too.
Of course.
But here's the thing. This has been around for 38 years.
Well, not this show.
Well, not this show, but the whole late night catechism.
This is a newer one.
Do you know that they raised in 38 years $4 million in charity donations?
And this all goes to
a nunnery. It was a bunch of nuns that they were helping because nuns never got Social Security. With all the work they did, no Social Security. So a lot of them went poor. So this raised money for them. Now that all the nuns have been taken care of, They're raising money for their main organization, which is the Sisters of the Nazarene, whose headquarters is in Des Plaines, and their mother house is in the Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
So they're raising money for the Ukraine.
That's great.
For the people.
All right,
there.
So when people go to the, they ask for donations.
They always ask for donations.
All right, so
stuff.
Just be prepared for that. That's it. We'll get more information. This will be posted. Frank just turned it in before the showtime, so it will be on after the theater tonight. I will make sure it's posted, so you'll have all the information.
Because we have
out
a busy
there.
Afternoon. You
yeah, we're gonna, well, we're going to see The Devil Wears Prada today. This is something we've been waiting for, and they sent us instructions to dress. You know, kind of dressed for success. So instead of wearing shorts like I normally would wear on a Sunday, you know, here, sitting here in a radio studio, I'm wearing a sport coat. And I'm not wearing a tie. I was thinking of wearing my tux just to really impress everybody. But I'm going to a wedding next Saturday, and I need to wear that tux. So I don't want to wrinkle it up. It's sitting there. Just, you know, everything's been tried on. Everything was perfect. And do you know that finding a cummerbund is one of the hardest things in the world to do? My cummerbund got lost in moving.
Why didn't you call me? I have a bunch of them. Wow. I have vests and cummerbunds.
That's sort of 90 degrees. I don't want a vest. But I was thinking of cummerbunds. So, you know, maybe.
If you need one, just I'll bring one tonight.
Okay. Well, wear it. You wear it. That'll be your dress up. Okay.
Don't worry. Right. I'm going home to change because I don't have I have plenty of time.
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff happening. It's just starting. This week, besides having this big opening tonight, there's a couple of shows that are going. Timeline Theater is opening up their show. Mm-hmm. We've got Zorro opening on Friday night. Zorro the Musical.
A musical?
Yeah, Zorro the Musical is opening Friday night in Skokie. Kind of exciting to think of Zorro being a swashbuckling musical. But, you know, it seems like they can take almost anything. I mean, even like The Devil Wears Prada. Did you bother to watch the movie?
I really liked the movie.
When did you see it last?
Oh, God, when it first came out.
Okay, so what I did this week is I watched it on TV to get it fresh in my mind.
So all I remember is Jane Hathaway and who played the devil? What's her name? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep plays, and
there were some great sub-actors in there, too.
Yeah, there was a lady named Emily, who I believe was her first movie.
Really?
I think this was like a breakout for her. Does anybody know Emily's last name in The Devil Wears Prada, the actress? 773-763-9278.
And Stanley Tucci was in it, too.
Stanley Tucci was magnificent.
He was excellent.
Well, he always is.
Yeah.
I've never seen him do anything that isn't great. So it's always fun to watch certain actors.
It was an excellent show. So I'm wondering if we should go in there with an empty mind, or do we want to think?
Well, I went in there. I watched the movie just to refresh my memory. Now, you know that it's not going to be the same because it's Elton John music has been added and interspersed. And hopefully the music is designed. The songs that I heard, they should fit in. You know, when I heard a couple of the songs and then I watched the movie, I can see how they'll help with the storytelling. But you always have that fear when they take something that won awards that everybody loves is, what are they going to do to it? You know, what have they done to my song? You know, what have they done to my play? And it's like, you know, they start running out of ideas. And where they figure, I'll just rehash. I'll take something that's already there, and I'll do some changes. I don't know if you heard the story about Sawyer Smith. You know, last week we were talking about him. He's one of the ensemble members, a local, you know, local actor who it was his dream is to be in a big Broadway show. And last week he had COVID, and he got back in the show. They did some rehearsals, and made some changes, and he broke his arm.
Oh,
I mean, you know. Talk about things happening. But here's the positive thing that happened to it is that they redid, Anna Shapiro, who's the director, redid some of everything, costumes and whatever, so he could be in the show with his broken arm.
Oh, my.
And guess who popped in the other day and signed his cast?
Who?
Elton John.
I heard he came, was it Wednesday or Thursday night?
Wednesday night.
I had some
and
friends.
And he signed
the cast.
So a break worked out to be a break.
But, you know, a lot of breaks have made famous people. Do you remember Cats? And when Cats first started in London, its original stuff, the main actress the night before opening fell off those high heel shoes and broke her ankle. And they brought in another actress who ended up becoming, that was Payne, Ellen Payne. And yeah. she won the, not a Tony, she, back then they call it something else in England. She won that award and she became famous for what she did.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Oh, my wife wants to yell at me? Is that what
you... Uh-oh, no. She can't find the...
Jane?
Hi, Jane.
Hi, I wanted to tell you, I think you said Jane Hathaway. It's Anne.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, well, that's Frank said
okay,
that.
That's Frank.
That was Frank,
okay.
But he was thinking of you, that's why.
And I know, and you want the answer to Emily's last name?
No, I don't, because you're not, you're not eligible.
You're like Rose, you can't
play. You're like Rose, you can't play. You can't play the game.
How are you doing, Jane?
I'm doing good.
I'll see you
How
tonight.
You? See you tonight.
Well, yes, we will. We will. We will. Okay, go back to getting dressed.
Oh, boy. I can't. You know, I know the answer.
I knew she was going to call because I knew she was listening. And you make a mistake, Jane will catch you. So every time. Okay. Do we have somebody out with us?
Do we have somebody
told Jane?
Someone that can win?
All right.
That's like me trying to call into your 3 o'clock show.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're eligible for that show. We have no. I don't know if we're giving anything away.
Have you guys given anything away yet?
Yeah, we haven't gone into that yet. Oh. We're talking about it. But the big thing that we were supposed to have today on the 3 o'clock show, we were supposed to have the rainbow ice cream people.
Oh, that's right.
But their freezer broke, so they said they're going to do it next week. And said now the person who was going to be the spokesperson was on vacation. So They, even though we're doing it by phone, I guess some people don't want to disrupt their vacation.
I finally saw a picture of this ice cream cone. That is one messy little
Well, it's messy if you're a slop. You know, but it's slivers of ice cream. It's a little, it's not scoops. Okay. So, Tom?
Yes.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing quite well, sir.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. What answer do you have for us?
Oh, actually, it's not an answer. What I was talking about, when you mentioned the British Accents Fair, this is the best time to go. Because the rain kind of takes some of the main orchestrated acts away, and the cast gets to do more interpersonal, like, improv with the guest.
Oh, really?
Because we're like, oh, yeah, I used to, I was part of the Queen's Court, so William Drury.
Oh, okay.
And so what we would do is like, okay, the rain's coming down. A lot of the ladies in their big dresses, they're expensive week. So a lot of us would just go out there, and the guests are in.
Interesting.
So very good.
What area do you live in?
I live in Elgin.
Where?
Elgin.
Elgin. Oh.
Okay. So have you gone up to see the Renaissance?
I used to work there. I was a volunteer there.
Right, but they've changed it now. Hasn't it changed over the years?
It's changed through the years.
It's changed. It's more like trying to incorporate. But when I was there, it was Dean Schroeder turned it into. It went from King Richard's Fair to the Bristol Renaissance,
right.
Which was more historical.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like decided to, kind of meld things in, bring in more like steampunk and stuff like that. But when I was there, like living history, and like I said, what we would do is go out there, and I was a member of the Queen's Court, military persona. Sir William Drury was actually a knight, a military knight. And so when it was raining, I would march out there in my boots, and I'd see some guys just stand along by the beer vendor, and I'd get them all to rank and file. And we'd march, and it's like, what are we doing? We're going to do a pub crawl, but we're going to do it military style.
All right.
March, march, march.
Let me ask you a question. You ever come in the city?
From time to time.
Would you come into the city if I gave you a gift certificate to go to a great restaurant?
I would most definitely do that.
All right. We have a place called Cassati's. It's an Italian restaurant. And Frank, the Italian, will tell you it's magnificent.
It is 5 stars.
So we're going to send you there. Stay on the line. We're going to get your information. Cassati's is celebrating their 4th anniversary being in Lincoln Park. If it's a nice weather, you can sit outside. They have a beautiful outside area. They have music that plays. And the people there are, everybody who works there is amazing. The food is more than amazing. You'll have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You're going to really love it. I'm actually going this Wednesday because my cousin's coming in from Rome to spend a week, and she's a vegetarian. And Cassati told us that
he's got veggies. He's got veggies. So we'll take care of you. Stay on the line. Devin will get your information, Tom, and we'll send you off, okay?
Well, thank you so much, sir. I just called to say hey, but I appreciate it.
We're glad that you're listening.
You know what? When you listen and you call, things happen.
Things always do.
That's so dear. Part of our family that way, okay? Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, so let's see. What else do I want to talk about? What do we talk about?
You got 10
Priscilla.
Seconds, and then you got a break.
Oh, we're going to go to break. Okay, so take a look at AroundTheTownChicago.com. Find the story of the review of Priscilla, okay? And we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Priscilla when we come back.
Very good. That's
see you on the other side. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours, too. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member. Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership. The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village. Fresh. Local. Delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there.
Ho, ho, ho. Here we go. Santa's back for summer fun at Santa's Village Amusement and Water Park. Zip away on Super Cyclone. Fly with fury on the Blizzard. Take a spin on Snowball. Splash down at Santa Springs and... and leap into Lighthouse Harbor. Try the Peppermint Twist, cruise the Caribbean Curl, and so much more. 'Tis the season at Santa's Village for fun family memories. Buy tickets at santasvillagedundee.com and save.
At RB Pest Solutions, their mission is to serve their clients with the highest degree of service possible. From termite inspection, pest solutions, wildlife removal, bed bug treatments, and getting rid of unwanted guests for good. At RB Pest Solutions, they don't rest until they rid you of your pests. Call 312-217-9605 for quick and reliable service, or visit www.rbpestsolutions.com. You will rest easy, pestless. Again, call 312-217-9605, and they will get it done.
This is Paul Lisnick, and you are listening to Around the Town Chicago.
And we are back.
You know, I called RB Pests. They're coming to my house Tuesday to help rid me of my pests.
All right. And they will. They'll take care of it, and you'll be pest-free.
I'm going to get those unwanted renters out.
They're not even renters. What do they call freeloaders?
I got freeloaders.
Yeah. You got freeloaders. Hey, Freddy the Freeloader, get out. Okay. Anybody remember Freddy the Freeloader?
God, that sounds familiar. What was that from?
Red Skelton.
That's right.
Got to be old like me to get that one. Red Skelton had one of his characters was like a bum, and his name was Freddy the Freeloader. It was a cartoon character. Almost looked a little bit like Emmett Kelly, with the makeup and all the other stuff. But it was one of his funny bits. I want to tell people that we saw a great show called Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert, at a theater called the Mercury.
Yes.
And at the time that we reviewed it, we didn't have any tickets to give away. They hadn't decided how they were going to go from there. Got a call this week that we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Very good.
So there is a character that we talk about in the review. Again, go to aroundthetownchicago.com, and you find there's a character, and the character is Bernadette. I need to know the name of the person playing Bernadette, and you get a pair of tickets to go see the show at the Mercury Theater, 773-763-9278. Frank, you cannot call.
I got my cell phone right there.
Right. And you saw the show.
I don't remember? I don't remember.
You don't remember? Oh, my God. Right. A lot of people have been asking what's going on up in Waukegan at the Genesee. Yeah. The Genesee Theater doesn't do a lot during the summer. They are doing one of these happy reunion things for all these old...
Yeah, the 60s. All the DJs and stuff from the 60s.
Well, no, all the singing acts that used to go, they took them all out of the nursing homes now, and they wheel them in. They sing a few songs from the past, the ones they remember the words to, and they wheel them up. Now, they do a great job. The Cowsills and all those things are going to be there. We saw them in Aurora about a year ago.
It's amazing how these people are... Okay, they're having the big Chicago barbecue thing at United Center. And their opening act, Thursday night, and I didn't know he was still singing, Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how old he is?
He's probably in his 80s.
You better believe it. He's way in his 80s. I can't believe it. I said, where do they find him sometimes? But
they go to, all you do, knock on any door in a nursing home and see who answers. And if the guy looks like Willie Nelson, hey, he can sing. Okay.
And with Willie, as long as you keep him high, he can sing.
That's right. He probably knows every word. Okay, so what they're doing this fall, though, is doing something, a very unusual show coming in, and it's called the Calabante Acrobats, presenting Afrique en Cirque. Okay, so... You know that when you hear the word
Cirque, you
know what it is. It's like a Cirque du Soleil. So this will have you on the edge of your seats witnessing spellbinding athleticism, jaw-dropping acts performed to hypnotic rhythms of West African drums and melodies, combining dance, live music, theater, and some astonishing feats. Montreal's productions are offering a high-flying, audiciously athletic feast for the senses, and that's going to be in September. Okay. Thursday, September 29th at 7:30 at the Genesee. All right. So if you've never seen a show like this, and if you would love to go and see it, all you have to do is call 773-763-9278 and tell me why you want to go see it. What is your reason? And I'll give you a pair of tickets if the reason's good. Frank enough. And I will vote on the reason.
We'll have to vote on this.
But you know the odds. If you've listened to the show on a regular basis, everybody wins. So, well, all you got to do is call in. Okay, so we want to remind people that next Monday, a week from tomorrow, is Broadway in Chicago doing their free summer concert. I think I mentioned it last week and the week before. It is a special evening for theater. People who love theater who can't afford to go to a lot of things, because what it does is it gets you in to see a little bit of everything. You really do get to see some of the greatest stuff that there is. So you want to? It's at 6:15 at the J. Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. It will have stuff from Wicked, Dear Evan Hansen, Disney's The Lion King, MJ, and a host of others.
It's always a good. I went the last two times they had it. It was always a wonderful evening. And the nice thing is, if you get there a little early, you can find cheap parking in that area. Where you dropped me off Monday to my car.
Yeah,
remember?
But I think it's the street parking's only. It's a meter. It's not street, but it's metered.
But you don't pay as much as you do if you're parking in their parking garage and stuff.
Right, right. But this, I just want to remind people that it is happening. And you know what? I just saw. I have a gift certificate. For somebody who wants to see Are You Smarter Than Your Eighth Grade Nut?
You got a ticket for that, really?
I've got a pair to give away. So
very good.
If someone calls me 773-763-9278 and just tell me why you've heard Frank talk about it, why you want to go see this show, we'll take care of you and we'll give you that certificate, okay?
It'll be fun. You're going to love it. And if you have a family, it's even better. So,
well, if you have a family, you only get two tickets. Yeah, you're going to have to sneak them in your pocket.
So you're going to have to reach, the rest. In your pocket and buy two.
And then make a donation.
Yeah.
Whether you go, even if you only go two, make a bigger donation because we're giving you the tickets, right? So that's the way it should work. All right. So anything else we need to talk about that's really prevalent? Oh, I got to say, Julia, who writes for
us. Uh-huh, yes.
Julia, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Julia.
When did she hit the big 4-0?
I think she's got to be 28 at least.
Okay.
Like, I think so. I think
okay,
so.
Julia. I can't believe it. All these years, I finally got to meet her last time at the Skokie Theater. Yeah. So I was able to put a face to the name.
And tonight, weather permitting, well, I guess it's inside. Tonight she's going because they changed the opening of the show we're going to. Julia and Edie, the other writer for us, they're going to see Stephen Sondheim production that's being done at Ravinia.
Very nice.
And they'll be writing about that. So.
And the nice thing about Ravinia, bring your umbrella because rain.
Well, no, they're inside the pavilion.
They're in the pavilion.
Yeah, they're in the pavilion. The ones that are outside, it'll be a little
rain. I have been there when it's storming rain and people bring tarps, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they stay because, you know, if it's a good show, I went to see, was it Ickman Perlman? The Israeli violinist.
Yitzchak. It's hard. I know. It's hard for a Catholic to say that. The chaz and the tzuz are just so difficult for Gentiles. You almost have to be Jewish. Okay, so we have Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy from Winfield. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Now, we're doing great now that you called.
Winfield.
Winfield out in the south.
Isn't it the tornado capital of the...
No. Actually, we're in Winfield, Illinois, next to Wheaton.
Oh, okay. Wrong area for me.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
I'm thinking of Plainfield.
Yeah, Plainfield is the one that's had some problems.
We still have storms out here, but not as bad.
That's good.
So you got an answer for us?
Yes, Honey West for Priscilla.
Honey West. No.
Yeah, that's it. It is. Yeah, Honey West is right. Frank saw the show for the same night I did.
It's amazing. I was in like the sixth row, so it's like,
and he met her and still didn't know her name. So, aren't you glad you're not Frank? So, right, here's the deal. Stay on the line. Devin's going to get your information, and we will tie you up and get you the tickets for that. But also, since you're in an area, have you ever been in the Bridgeport area of Chicago?
I have, but it's been a while. I do love it there.
All right. There is a restaurant called the Polo Inn. They are celebrating their 37th anniversary right now. Dave is a master chef, and the food is fantastic. So we're going to send you a gift certificate for there to go there as well. So doesn't that you're not going to do it the same night?
It's
north and south, and never the point show me.
But not that fast.
Yeah, okay. No.
But we're going to send you there too. So as long as you and another night, you'll just pick a time to go there and have yourself a great meal and stay on the line. We'll get your information.
Thank you so much. Considering
you're from Winfield, you can always spend the night at the Polo Lounge because they actually have a hotel.
Well, it's not a hotel. It's a guest house.
It's a guest house.
Yeah, it's a guest room.
If you include that, I will do it.
Yeah, it's a bed and breakfast is what they call it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Stay on the line. Devin, give Devin the information. And Devin, make sure you get it all clear. Make sure you write those emails down right. We had a problem last week with an email. Somebody, he put one L where there's two L's. Oh. And he said, get the L out of there. And it shouldn't have because we had a problem getting it through. Okay, so stay on the line. Make sure we get it okay. All right? Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. We got a lot of people calling, and that's actually good. People are raining. It's raining. Weather. They have nothing else to do.
Yeah. So, and are anybody playing baseball in Chicago today?
The Cubs, I think we're supposed to play today.
I saw them all going down Addison to doggy school today. They were all waiting.
Oh,
for the
you went to doggy school today?
I had to go to doggy school at 10 o'clock this morning. Gets me out of bed early.
Yeah, and his doggy, he has a brand new doggy, and his doggy failed.
She flunked
the first day.
They ended up sticking us in a corner.
Yeah, and they said, you get in the corner.
So they ended up putting a fence around us because she would not stop barking. I mean, it was terrible. But, yeah.
I really do think that because dogs have this thing, when they meet another dog, they want to get close. They want to sniff each other and get a scent. And maybe sometimes they want to show that they're in charge. But in a case like this, if they want to meet another dog and you can't, they're going to bark and yip and yap because you're stifling them.
You're right, because when the dog next door to me, he's 85-pound pit bull, my dog was just barking, barking, barking. But as soon as I let him loose and they started sniffing and then they started licking one another, they don't bark.
Yeah, it's over. They made friends. It's really something. I watch, we have grand dogs.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to have a dog.
Yeah, I know. You picked a building. No dog.
And the beauty of going when we watch them is that when we take them for a walk or go with other relatives, all come together with their dogs, the dogs play with each other with no problem at all because they know each other. But if you put them apart, when you're walking the dog and there's another dog across the street, they start barking at each other because this is my turf. You're on my turf.
My dog barks at everything. Now we go for walks at 11:30 at night because most of the other people are already home asleep, and so I can walk without her barking or going crazy.
And the name stuck as Angel.
It's still Angel.
Not Devil.
She is Lucifer in disguise, but, they called me up, the Rescue Society, and they said, you can return if you want. And I said, there's no way I'm doing it. Spoiled or not, you just...
Well, you fell in love with it.
It's
part of your family now. It's a family thing. I can't see how anybody could do that unless it was a terror that was ripping everything apart and doing all that.
She hasn't gone that crazy, but you know what? You fall too quickly for them, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay.
Does your building allow cats, though?
No.
Not even a cat?
I don't believe so. I think there was a grandfather clause for people who had a pet.
Okay.
I don't know what happens if the pet they have dies.
Ooh.
Or who would know if they snuck another one in. I don't know if we have anybody walking around really policing the area, checking everybody's apartment, walking and making noise to hear a bark.
You know, when I used to live at the Edgewater, because that was a co-op, you had to go through a board meeting to get in there to buy. And I remember these old women were telling me, no pets. But if you go into the grocery store on the ground floor that they used to have, they sold pet food. So it's like...
Well, they sell pet food, but you figure you'll take it to your neighbor, you're going to keep the dog somewhere else.
Of course, I had a cat, so...
Of course you would.
Of course I would.
Of course. If there's a rule to be broken, you're right there.
I'm right there.
Okay. We talked last week about the restaurant up in Richmond.
Yes.
All right. So I have a gift certificate to give away to this marvelous, marvelous restaurant called Paisano's on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And Richmond is not far. In fact, if you go up to like Lake Geneva, it's on the way to Lake Geneva. There's a company called Anderson Candy, which everybody knows. This is right around the corner from where their place is in Richmond. So the name, if you go to AroundTheTownChicago.com and look at the story about Paisano's, the name of the couple that owns the restaurant is in the review. Tell me their names. Call 773-763-9278. You get a $50 gift certificate to go to Richmond and have a meal that you will be talking about for a long, long time to come.
Very good. Very good. You know, we're getting a lot of new restaurants opening up, and they're really doing their best to please you and come up with some good food.
Yeah, the biggest problem that restaurants have is the number of employees that they lost during all this that went on. And that's really a tough thing, because if you're understaffed and people are not patient with you, then they feel like they're not having a good experience. And if they put up a sign, and I've been to places that actually have a sign saying, we're understaffed, so don't, if you're in a rush, please go elsewhere.
We went to a sushi restaurant right by Writers Theater last time to go see a play. We got there early. We had sushi. It had a sign in the window, please expect delays.
Yeah, because and, they probably have half the number of people working that they had beforehand. If that kind of thing happens and there's not much you can do.
And okay. You know what? We have to become more European in the sense of dinner should take a while. Relax. Have a drink.
Yeah, enjoy. Okay, let's talk to Gene and Addison. Gene.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You didn't expect, you expect a long wait with us.
If we can get to you, we get to you. You know, we only got until, we only got 8 minutes, so let's find out where we're going.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, then I was calling because I didn't know if I would talk to Deb, and I wanted to get the tickets for the play you talked about was the Catechism.
Yeah,
and Catechism. I was in a Catholic school. Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever one that you said used to be at, the Royal George.
Okay. Well, yeah, the show is you smarter than your eighth grade nun?
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. It's the same.
That's okay. It's all the same
nuns.
Yeah, it's the same nuns. It's like, like nonsense and all the other. Well, so is that okay with you? You're willing to go there?
Yeah, that's fine.
I've
never been. I went to Catholic school about 50 years ago.
Oh, well, then if you went to Catholic school 50 years ago like I did, this will bring back big memories for you. And you're in the heart of the DePaul-Lincoln Park area, so there's plenty of places afterwards.
Great area. So stay on the line. Devin will get your information, and we will put that gift certificate in the mail to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because afterwards we went to... You've been there a long time ago. The Doghouse, the place that serves hot dogs and hamburgers and Hawaiian bread.
Yeah,
we went there afterwards. It was great. It was a nice evening that way. So there's so many places in that area. So many bars, too.
Yeah, lots of bars. In fact, the bar right next door to the Greenhouse just changed names or something. They were taking the sign down and putting up a new sign. And somebody had a thing on Facebook saying, did the bar go out of business? Said, no, they just changed their name and got a new sign.
It's amazing. So somebody goes out of business, and then the same business goes in. It's just
a different kind. Well, a bar is a bar.
Yeah.
And if you can walk in, if you want to open a bar, and there's a bar sitting there with the stools, with the equipment, and everything's there, why wouldn't you just take that one instead of an empty where you got to go out and buy
everything? Because you wonder, why did the first one go under?
could be bad management. You can't always be blaming the location. We were in Union Pier yesterday, mm-hmm. Visiting Jane's sister and spending the day with her on the beach. And it was really gorgeous. And we went to a little part of right near there called Three Oaks, Michigan.
Okay.
And we went to a place that's a microbrewery, but not a beer, of whiskey.
Oh, okay. How
they make
it?
Whiskey. We didn't have any whiskey. I had lunch. It was lunchtime. I'm not kidding. You know that.
Really?
Yeah, not in the middle of a day.
Yeah. Especially on a hot day.
Yeah, too. It was 90 degrees. It was sunny. It was gorgeous. And it was just neat to see how many people were out, okay, in the restaurant. Everybody there were great people. I'm going to go back, and there's a theater there, too. So we're going to go back to Acorn. We're going to go visit this theater. Hopefully next year for sure.
I used to go up there every month, visit my aunt in St. Joe's, because there's a winery on the way up there.
No, there's a few of them now. There's probably five.
There's like five now?
Yeah, you never got there. If you stop at every winery, you'll never make it all the way.
It's amazing how these things just keep opening up in that whole area.
And the microbreweries, we passed about, we've been going there for years. And a lot of new restaurants and microbreweries are opening up, lots of beer. But a lot of things happened during the pandemic that caused all of this to happen. People started new businesses mm-hmm. because they saw the need and they were able to leave their other job and be able to do this. So all these little microbreweries are opening up and people seem to be enjoying it.
It's like that distillery that we need to go to in Skokie. That was a husband and wife team.
Yeah, they're
going to
be opening soon, I believe. Yeah. I think the word is that by September.
So
and we will go there.
And they started because of the pandemic. They were home.
Right. They did it out of the house, and then now they've opened up. They're opening up a place on Lincoln Avenue in Skokie, and I guarantee you we'll be there. I've already talked to them. So, they'll be doing all kinds of stuff. But the place we were at, I'm going to get more information. The place we were in, Three Oaks, they literally bottle old fashions and Manhattans all bottled directly.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go back. We'll be back.
Next time you go up there, let me know. I'll drive up there, too. It'd be fun just to try out these old fashions.
Oh, yeah. I think we can do that.
That would be fun.
That's great. So what else we got? Anything else?
Let me give a quick word to, especially when you go to someplace good and the people that own it are this couple. She's 76 years old. She's had this place for 35 years. It is a dog grooming shop right there on Addison. And I didn't even know it existed, but she's been there 35 years. I didn't know there's a big business in this grooming of pets and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So she took my dog in, and we brought her in. She kept her for an hour. She did everything. It was $20.
Wait a second, you have a little tiny dog.
Yeah.
How much hair?
It's amazing. They had to pull all the hair that grows inside their ears because of the way their ears flop over. She trimmed her face, trimmed the tail area, and then between the paws, and then cut her nails. So that wasn't
bad. That's a lot of stuff.
And she does excellent stuff. She's into holistic. So it's called Hollywood Dogs Professional Cuts, 6100 West Addison Street. The husband and wife team, they're wonderful. And when they give the dog a bath, it's in, remember the old-fashioned claw bathtubs?
No, I don't think
those
I do.
Those
ones that stood on,
yeah,
on
that
legs.
Stood on legs. That's what they use. It's an oldie. So it's a nice little place.
That's pretty low, though. Those are still low.
They have it on top of a table.
Oh, okay. Because you're working with a little dog, they could drown it. Because Angel's a tiny. How much does Angel weigh? 4 pounds?
Eight pounds.
8 pounds.
Eight pounds
a whopper. she's a whopper. She's taking tear and bliss apart.
It's the size of a football. You know, you just
toss her around. Interesting thing to treat your dog that way. And how does Angel get along with your cats?
They finally now will sleep all in the same bed. And when I come home from work, all three are in the office. Willie is now where Mozart used to be, on top of my desk. Coco is usually on the right by the window. There's a little perch. And then the dog has her bed on the floor. And they're all three in there. And if one gets a little too close, she will growl or the cats will hiss, and they just get along.
But they don't. How about eating their food?
My dog, I have to get her to stop eating cat food. And she's eating the only one that's on wet food is Willie. And it seems the dog just loves it.
Yeah. What you have to do is put it up higher so the dog can't get to it, and the cats can. Because I had that experience myself years and years ago. We had a dog and a cat for a very short period of time, and the dog ate everything that the cat. So we had a ping pong table. We put the cat food on the ping pong table. So Nuisance would go up there and eat.
Perfect name, Nuisance.
And Nuisance was.
Guess what? We're out of time again, Al.
All right. We'll see you next week. I'll be back in about 5 minutes on the other side.
You have a good show.
And we'll be doing our second show with Doris. So back in a short little 5 minutes.
See you soon.
The preceding program, Around the Town Chicago, has been sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of News Web Radio Company or its management.